Let's begin to worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He's the Ancient of Days, he's the I Am that I Am. He's the one who is the one who is to come. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we give you all the glory. We bless your holy name, O Lord. We worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. We say, be thou exalted, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we worship you. Abracatalapataya. O Shelekataya. O Brakataya. Lord, we pray you teach us yourself this evening. In the name of Jesus. Ekelebete. Esharakatalapataya. O Brakusakatea. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the glory. Lord, we worship you. Quickly, our topic before us today is a better hope. A better hope. When we are talking about better, another word we can use to replace better is to improve, to surpass, to ameliorate. But when we are talking about hope, another word to replace that word hope is achievement, is belief, anticipation, your desire, your faith. Praise God. The Bible tells us about faith in Hebrews 11. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Oh, Beranus Kataya Labata. Our memory verse for this topic will be taken from Hebrews chapter 7, verse 19. A better hope. Hebrews 7:19. It says, for the law made nothing perfect, and now a better hope has taken its place, and that is how we draw near to God. Give me the amplified version. It says, for the law never made anything perfect, but instead a better hope is introduced, through which we now come close to God. It says, a better hope is introduced, through which we come close, through which we draw nearer. I would like you to sing this song with me. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord. Tell God to draw you nearer. A better hope is introduced, through which we now come close to God. But I want you to understand that there's something. There is an obstacle. There is an there's something that hinders your faith, your belief, your desire, your hope from coming to pass, and that thing is doubt. Let somebody say doubt. Doubt is an hindrance to one's faith to come to pass. Doubt is an hindrance. And what does it mean to doubt? To doubt means to waver, to fluctuate, to fear that, can this thing happen? Eh, brakata la bataya. Oh, shala bataya. Let's open to James 1:6-8. The Bible makes us to understand about he that doubt, about someone who doubts. It tells us about someone who doubt. James 1:6-8. He says, well, let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of sea driven and tossed by the wind. Verse 7. For truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. He who doubts should not even have that mindset of receiving anything he asks for from the Lord. You need promotion and you are doubting. You need healing and you are doubting that can this thing happen. Once that doubt are stepping, once that doubt stepping, the Bible says, do not imagine you can receive anything from the Lord. By the time you give room for doubt to step in, but by the time the door is closed against doubtness and his agent, your prayers are answered. But by the time you create space for doubt to set in, the Bible says, do not imagine that you can receive anything you ask for from the Lord. Verse 8, it says, he's a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. give me the amplified version. Someone who doubts is a double-minded man. He's a person who is unstable, who is unreliable, who is uncertain about everything he thinks, feels, or decides. Oh, kapara katasha. Oh, branusa kataya. A double-minded man. Someone who doubts. He's unreliable, he's unstable, he's uncertain about everything he feels, thinks, or decides. Praise God. We are going to be praying this prayer. Lord, remove every form of doubt in me that wants to hinder my desire, that wants to hinder my hope from coming to pass. Prayer in the name of Jesus. Lord, remove every form of doubt in me. Oh Lord, remove every form of doubt in me that wants to hinder my desire, that wants to hinder my hope from coming to pass. Oh karabatus kate. O kele perekete le pete le pete papata 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 papata. O brakata lakata brakata 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 brakata. Lord, remove every form. Remove, remove. In the name of Jesus, we are still praying. Doubt is an hindrance. Doubt. E kala brakata. Doubt is an obstacle. Praise God. Take away doubt from your life, but trust in the Lord. Instead of doubting, why not trust in the Lord? Proverbs 35. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Kalabraduskata. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. O brakataya labataya. O shalakataya. Oh, I want somebody to pray this prayer that Lord, the grace to trust in you to the end. Oh Lord, please give unto me. Shalapata lakata babata babata. Oh, brakatira dadesha. Oh Lord, the grace to trust in you to the end. Oh Lord, please grant unto me prayer in the name of Jesus. Ilona mirakataya. Oh, shapranuskate. Oh, kelebaradusa. For in Jesus' name we are still praying. Let's open to Mark 11, 23 to 24. Mark 11, 23. It says, truly I tell you, whosoever says to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt at all in all his heart, but believes that what he says will take place, it will be done for him. He said, whoever will say to this mountain, is it mountain of sickness? Is it mountain of stagnation? Is it mountain of unemployment? Allah brakata. The Bible says you should say to this, whoever will say to this mountain, be thou removed. The Bible says it's going to be removed. Ah, Librata, I want you to begin to speak to every mountain in your life. Is it mountain of sickness? Is it mountain of stagnation? Is it mountain of unemployment? Begin to remove them and cast them into the sea right now in the name of Jesus. Kalabratus kataya labataya labata. O shabata labata labata babataya. O brakata labataya. Oh, remove every mountain. Tell the Lord to remove every mountain that wants to cause interest, that wants to cause delay in your life, in your marriage, that wants to be causing failure, mountain of failure. Oh Lord, remove. Oh shalakatarabada. Tell the Lord to remove. Oh kelebranos. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Let's open to verse 24, Mark 11, 24. It says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe you have received them, and you will have them. Oh, Belakata. It says, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you have received them. Believe that you have received them. Remove doubt from your life. He says, believe that ye have received them. Whenever ye pray, let's open to the book of Isaiah, chapter 34, verse 16. Isaiah 34, 16. Okay. No. I mean James 5:16. Before I go to that Isaiah 34:16, which is talking about the word of God, that we should always read this word. Isaiah 34:16. Give me from the Amplified Version, please. Oh, sorry, I keep saying Isaiah. I don't know why it's coming. I mean James chapter 5, verse 16. James 5, 16. Thank you. It says, confess one another the error of your fault and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. For the earnest, the heartfelt, the continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. Oh, Kala Brakata. That's Amplified Version. But if we go to the King James Version, it says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Keep pressing it, Holy Ghost. Shakata la batara da da. Another version says, the endless prayer of a righteous person has great power and wonderful results. Keep pressing in prayer. Do not relent. Do not give up. Oh, shalabatarakata. Another one says, the prayer of a righteous man has great power in its effect. Oh, shabradus kataya. Oh, bella katarakata. Let's now go to the Isaiah 34, verse 16. Isaiah 34, 16. Thank you. He says, seek out of the book of the Lord and read. Not one of these shall fail. None shall want and lack a meat. For the mouth of the Lord has commanded, and his spirit has gathered them. He said we should read this word, that none shall lack a meat. Read. And none of these shall fail thee. For it is written, I will be the head and not the tail. Kai kalabarakata yabataya. Read this word of God. Let's open to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. It tells us about the word of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Kaya labatara da da. Oh, shalabataya. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. He says, For the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It's telling us about the word of God. Please give me the King James Version, Hebrews 4, verse 12. King James Version. It says, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of thought and intent of the heart. This is NKJV Version, New King James Version, right? Praise God. But the Amplified Version says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to dividing the line of the breath of life and the immortal spirit, and of joint and marrow, of the deepest part of our nature, exposing and sifting and analyzing and judging the very thought and purpose of the heart. the word of God is sharper. It's an instrument that you use to fight against the things that these are, they are instruments you use to fight against the realm of the darkness. Oh, Kalabrakatara. Oh, Shalabataya. Let's begin to worship him in tongues. Kalibradus Kataya. O Shabradus Kataya. O Kelebradaya Labataya. O Kalabradusa. If you have been attacking without scripture, if you have been attacking the demon, if you have been attacking the devil without scripture, if you have been attacking emotionally, that Satan gets behind me and he will ask why. When you are saying Satan gets behind me and Satan asks why should I get behind you, when you are not reading the word of God, what will be your response? That's why the Bible says in Isaiah 34:16, read it and none of these shall fail you. None shall lack a mate. If Satan asks why should I get behind, what will be your response? You must pray according to the word of God. Because the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Pray according to the word of God. For it is written, I am more than a conqueror. For it is written, whenever I call upon the name of the Lord, I shall be saved. So I decree and declare, I stand on my feet. That is what the Bible is saying. Pray according to the word of God.
Oh, Shabra Lakataya.
A prayer that does not move you cannot move heaven. A prayer that does not touches heaven is a prayer that is heartfelt. It's a prayer that moves you. A prayer whereby you'll be praying and you'll forget the person that is by your side because you have begun to gain the capacity. Oh, Belakatala Bataya. Oh, Shalabataya. That's the kind of prayer I'm talking about.
Oh, sebra no sekete. Oh, shekatalabata. Oh, braduskate.
That's the kind of prayer that I'm talking about.
Oh, shalabata radadarabata lakata. Oh, berakata.
Now we are talking about the hindrance. We are talking about hindrance to one's hope, from to one's desire, to one's faith from coming to pass. And we have mentioned doubt. Another hindrance, it is impatience. Tell anybody beside you, impatience. Another hindrance to your hope, to your belief from coming to pass. Let's open to James chapter 5, verse 8. James 5, 8. Thank you. It says, you must be patient. Keep your hopes high for the days of the Lord. For the day of the Lord coming is near. Praise God.
I'm trying to get another version. Give me another version. James chapter 5. Oh, Kalabradus Kataya. Oh, Shela Kataya. Oh, Brakataya. James chapter 5, verse 8. Okay, before they bring it,
he says, You must be patient. Keep your hopes high for the day of the Lord coming is near. The Amplified Versions, James 5:8. Are you there? He says, so you also must be patient. Establish your heart, strengthen and confirm them in the final certainty, for the coming of the Lord is very near.
Praise God. He said we should be patient. If we go to Romans 12:12, Romans 12:12. Let's open to Romans 12:12.
It says, rejoice and exult in hope. Be steadfast and patient. Patient in suffering. Patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer.
Romans 12:12, rejoice and exult in hope. Be steadfast and patient, patient in tribulation and suffering. Be constant in praying. Impatient is an element that destroys body internal and external factor of one's desire or hope for something to happen. When I'm talking about the internal, I'm talking about the spiritual realm. When I'm talking about the external, I'm talking about the physical realm. What I meant here is that what one's desire, what you hope for, what you desire, what you have faith in from coming to pass can be destroyed by impatience. When you are not patient enough. Oh, shala pradus kataya. Let's open to Romans 8:25. Romans 8:25. He says, when you do not wait for it with patience and composure. What you pray for, what you believe in, what you desire to happen, when you do not wait for it with patience and composure. Brethren, never allow impatience destroy your desire. Be patient. Tell your neighbor, be patient. Number three hindrance that hinders your desire, that hinders your hope, that hinders your belief from coming to pass is carnality. Let somebody say carnality. Tell your neighbor, carnality. Oh, shabradus kataya. Carnality. Let's open to Romans. Romans chapter 8. Allah Bradus Kataya. O Shella Kate. Romans chapter 8. Okay, thank you. Romans 8. Verse 7. He says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Let's read from verse 6. It says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. Verse 8. So then, those who are in flesh, those who are carnally minded, those who are controlled by the things of the flesh cannot please God. That's verse 8. Verse 9 says, but you are not in flesh, but in spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. If you don't have the Spirit of Christ, you are not it. You have to have one master. You can't have two masters at the same time. It's either you have the Spirit of God or the Spirit of the devil. Oh, shabrakata labata. Verse 10 says, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit, that's verse 11, of him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Praise God. Carnality. When you are carnally minded, when you are addicted to the things of the flesh, worldly things, you may find it difficult that what you hope for, what you desire to come to pass, are not coming to pass. Because you are not aligned to his ways. Let's open to Romans 12:12. Give me Romans 12:12. Romans 12:2, sorry. He says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Do not be transformed to this world. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, shalabakatalabatai. Let's begin to thank God for His word this evening. Lord, we worship you. Ilabrakataya. Oh, Lord, we worship you. We thank you. We give you all the glory. Lord, we say thank you. We adore your holy name. Be thou exalted. In the name of Jesus, be thou exalted. For your word that you spoke to us this evening, we say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I worship you. For in Jesus' name we are praying. Thank you, Jesus.